Good morning, please take a seat. As you're aware, your daughter was arrested for shoplifting and drug possession last week. So rather than just send her before the children's court, she's been referred to the Youth Drug and Alcohol Court for initial assessment. And that's where I come in. And first of all, I need your approval to proceed.
这真是让我们全家都很丢脸。我们能做的全做了，可她还是和那些坏孩子混在一起。大概十个月以前吧，她从家里搬出去了，她就是不想和我们有任何关系。您能帮帮我们吗？
We've established that she's eligible and want to proceed with a detailed assessment, including an assessment of her drug dependency, her accommodation and her education needs. And on the basis of this assessment, we'll put together an individual case management plan. And this may involve moving back into the family home. Would that be all right with you?
当然可以呀。首先不是我们让她搬的。我说过她想和朋友在一起。而且呢她还有一个男朋友。她这个男朋友吧就是游手好闲的。我们就是想尽力地帮她让她感觉好一点。
Well, that's good to hear. I should warn you, though, not to expect too much. From her point of view, she may resent it because it's actually a bail condition. If she doesn't have stable accommodation, she'll remain in custody. Anyway, what about her education? Where is she at the moment?
她刚上完十年级，她的学校不是很好，她也从来不认真学习，不过她倒是很聪明。如果他要是有学习动力的话，他一定能够有很好的学习成绩。您看您能怎么帮帮我们吗？我真的需要他得高中毕业，然后找一个正当的工作。
Yes, I quite agree with that. Well, there doesn't seem much point in going back to school. She's already lost a year and she'd be at risk again. It's up to her, of course, but...She might consider doing the higher school certificate at TAFE College. The students there are generally more mature and they could serve as better role models.
我觉得这主意不错。还有别的什么吗？
You need to remember at all times that she's out on bail. And if she doesn't show signs of progress, then she'll be sent back to the children's court for sentencing and probable imprisonment.She'll have a nighttime curfew and must report for periodic drug testing.
好，谢谢您，我们一定会尽力的。